Hi, this is John Burke, Principal Research Analyst and CIO with Nemerty's Research, coming to you with a podcast as a part of TechTarget's Securing Big Data University Classroom. And we're here to talk about the three biggest reasons we see for paying attention to security in a big data context, and the three biggest steps that you can take to begin to address security in enterprise big data contexts. So the interesting background here is that initially, as big data was beginning to develop as a discipline and as a specific set of tools and techniques, it evolved with very little security in mind and with very little security implemented. Data lakes tended to be open. There was no access control either for users of the systems or for services within the environments. And that has been very slow to change. Even though the platforms have come to include service security features, use of them remains pretty sparse compared to the use of the tools themselves. And so if no one in your organization has been paying any attention to security in your big data environment, then you have to work on the assumption that you really don't know what data is in your data lake or data lakes, and that it could be personally identifiable information, PII, it could be protected health information, it could include financial information that your company does not normally like to see disclosed, it could contain trade secrets, it could contain intellectual property that represents the main value of your company, whether it's architectural designs or new advertising campaigns or commercials or a movie. If you're using big data tools in order to try and bolster your security environment, in fact, if you're using it to analyze log entries and streams of information from systems as diverse as your firewalls and your card key systems, then there could be absolute gold in that data lake for folks who want to compromise your systems. So not knowing what data are in the lake is a major problem, a major blind spot, and a source of enormous risk for your organization. And if you're not turning on and using the security features in your environments, you may not know at all who's actually looking at that information. If you're not exercising access controls and authorization on sessions for either users or systems accessing that data lake, then anybody could be looking at it, whether they're supposed to be or not. And as a close corollary of that, if you're not sure what's in the lake and you're not sure who's looking at it, it's going to be hard to know if somebody's changing it. So that's three big reasons right there, all representing unbounded risks of various sorts for your enterprise, why you need to be paying attention to security in your big data context. So what are the three biggest and easiest, in some ways, steps that you can take to protect yourself in this environment? Well, first and foremost, control access. Implement the authorization and access control features that are present in whatever platform you're using. Add to those any kinds of network or operating systems-based access and authorization controls you can throw into the mix. And then, of course, log access and authorization information about who's using the environment and when, and audit your logs so that you know what's going on. And, of course, if you are, in fact, collecting things like PII or PHI, then you need to take steps to protect that information at a very granular level, which can, in many cases, mean using masking technologies that replace, for example, actual social security numbers or actual credit card numbers with fake data that looks and acts the same in the environment, so that you can still, track a user through a variety of systems, even if you're working with a fake SSN instead of their real SSN. You're removing the risk represented by the protected information while maintaining the business value of the streams of data that you're working with. So, if nobody's been thinking too much about security in the big data environment in your enterprise, It's time that they did. It's time that you did. You could provide the spur to action. And if you need to, you can talk about the big risks that the organization is facing as a result of not doing so. And you can talk about the low-hanging fruit for improving security in that environment in short order. Thanks very much for listening today. It's been a real pleasure. This is John Burke with Nemerdes Research for Tech Target on securing big data.